such a fucking lady, right?
Hey ladies, you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really, if you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You have to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
He don't deserve you, serve you. He gonna regret that he hurt you, hurt you.
You must regret the day that you left me.
He don't deserve you, serve you. He gonna regret that he hurt you, hurt you.
Ooh. Hey, ladies.
I made you cool.
Ooh. You wasn't that dude. Sing it.
Until I started fucking
with you.
Gave you sweat.
Oh. In a duffel bag, you left the best you had.
Now you're gonna act like that.
Hey ladies, how y'all doing? So, y'all know, if you've seen the title already, you already know what we getting into, okay? Well, maybe you don't, okay? But today's episode is entitled Never Be a Man's First, okay? Now, I know y'all probably heard this song in the background and y'all like, hold on, where we going with this? You must regret the day that you left me. Get back. That's my shit. But this isn't about making somebody regret that they left you. This isn't about somebody regretting that they left you. This is about never being a man's first. And I know y'all probably sitting here thinking, first what, Ms. Brownstone? First to lose his virginity? Like the first one he had sex with? No, bitch, we ain't talking about that. I'm talking about being a man's first anything. Don't be a man's first real woman. Don't be a man's first bad bitch. Don't be a man's first classy girl. And don't be a man's first feminine woman. Okay, we gonna get into some things, honey. Oh, we finna get into some things, honey. All right. Never be a man's first. Ooh. You know why I like this song? Because she upgraded that nigga, okay? She upgraded that nigga, and she was the first nigga, the first woman to introduce him to a whole new world. She was his first boss bitch. And he left that bitch and did it dirty. And now she over talking some, get back, still trying to get back with me. Oh, okay? Oh, Lord. Honey. Tell him that is over. All right, let's get into some things, shall we? All right. So, as always, I tell you how this episode was inspired. Well, how this episode came about, who inspired it, and Blasey. Okay. This episode was inspired by everyday real shit. Okay. Can we get a everyday real shit? Y'all know that, you know that stands for her notes, right? Hearing everyday real shit over here stands for her notes. But this isn't a her notes. It was just like, you know, I be out here in the real world, honey. Okay. All right. And I be seeing shit and I be like, ooh. Let me write this down because we need to talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it, okay? Let's talk about it, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about these niggas. Let's talk about these niggas. But yeah, so I said let's talk about it, okay? So, I recently was having a conversation with somebody. And I was talking to my homegirl and I said, bitch, you ever noticed that you was the first girl with motion that he ever fucked with? And she said, you know what? You're right. I said, you never noticed that because he fucked with so many bum bitches, you know, before you, that when he meet a woman with some type of motion, they got something going on, you feel me? And she not up his ass all the time. He just can't handle it. You get what I'm saying? And she was like, you know what, right? I said, maybe that's why he acting the way he acting. Because her boyfriend was getting upset with the fact that, you know, she couldn't be on the phone with him 24/7. She couldn't be at his house 24/7. She had to go home and bust her moves and do what she had to do for her business, okay? She a little boss babe or whatever, you know? And he was upset about that, okay? He felt some type of way. And he was just like, damn, like, why you don't want to be over here? Like, what you got going on over there that you can't be with me? Why would I call you? You ain't answering. Da, 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 da. And it's like, nigga, I got emotion, nigga. You feel me? But before her, he was used to talking to bums.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Before her, he was used to talking to bums. So he used to the girl being up his ass 24/7. So because she's the first that's not like that, the first boss babe, oh, he's very insecure. He's always accusing her of doing shit. He gets mad that she picks her business or, you know, her personal life or bettering herself above him. You get what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, like, people like to make it seem like you gotta be either or. Like, oh, if you gonna be a boss babe, then you ain't gonna have a nigga. Like, if you gonna be da da da, you could be a boss babe and not be real masculine and be strictly like, I'm an independent woman and da da da. You don't have to be like that. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta make time to better you, right? Like, wouldn't you wanna be? Me personally, I don't wanna be with a man that feels some type of way about me saying, listen, I gotta go record. Or, oh, I called you today and you answered the phone. What the fuck was you doing? Nigga, I was recording. You feel me? Like, getting mad because I don't want to run the streets with him because I want to work on what I got to work on. If you feel some type of way about me trying to be successful, my nigga, you just got to go. Okay? So, he was very insecure about, you know, what she had going on. She making moves. She make more than him. She got some type of fucking motion. He was feeling some type of way, honey. Because that was his first time ever fucking with a boss, bitch. Okay? I'm the biggest boss that you've seen thus far. All right, kid? All right? That was his first time. Now, there are other situations where a ugly duckling man, okay? Y'all know we talk about ugly men sometimes, too. I love me an ugly man, but I remember the first time I fucked with an ugly guy. Ugly guy that wasn't used to having bad bitches. This nigga was feeling himself because other women seen him with me and they started to throw themselves onto him. And he's like, wow, it's your first time having a bad bitch. And now
this episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
How you attract the other bad bitches and shit, or just other women in general, and you don't know how to act. Now you thinking you the shit, like you think you all that, honey. And in reality, you look like a frog, bitch. Let's talk about it. As always, I am sipping on some scissors. No, I'm joking. I'm sipping on some wine. I got Stella Rose, pineapple, and chili. This is my first time tasting this. It is actually really good, and I think that y'all might want to try that, okay? Y'all might want to run into the store and try that, okay? Y'all know Stella Rose is my shit. So whenever we recording, y'all make sure you get you a glass of wine, okay? Pour it up. Watch them all, honey. All right, anyways. But yeah, he started feeling himself. And I'm like, sir, it's because you never had a bad bitch. So now you just like, oh my God, all these women want me. You thinking you all that. And reality is, they only getting close to you because they want to see what is it that you got that made you pull me, okay? That's one example. We're going to get into all of them, though, okay? Another example. I remember I was a man's first ever, you know, I don't want to say classy because I have my moments, but I'm well put together, okay? I know how to turn it on and off. I was a man's first elegant woman at this current stage in his life, okay? And he just he didn't like it. He couldn't handle it. He thought I was bougie. He thought I was stuck up. And it's like, no, nigga. Oh, you expensive. You cost too much. You did it. No, bitch, I like nice things. And what's the problem? You know what I'm saying? So when you start to deal with somebody who is not used to dealing with someone like you, you are always the problem, okay? And they will treat you fucked up because they're not used to having it, all right? If a motherfucker been driving a motherfucking Honda Coupe that's beat down, tore up, and then you let him drive your motherfucking Porsche, bitch, trust and believe, he gonna be just speeding like he in a motherfucking Hellcat whole time, Nigga, no, this some nice shit. We supposed to be cruising. You can't stop on my brakes like that, bitch. This ain't no motherfucking Honda Civic, ho. You know what I mean? When people ain't used to shit, they don't know how to treat it. You get what I'm saying? So I say all this when I say never be a man's first, honey. These are the reasons why I say it, because you will get mistreated if he never had someone like you, okay? If you done, I ain't never been with a chick this bad. I'ma keep me real, don't you worry about your name. Y'all know I love Megan. If I catch you looking at my baby, I'ma laugh. Y'all don't like Megan? Don't play with me. But yeah, when they not used to it type shit, okay? So that's what happens, all right? Now, how do you make sure that you're not this man's first anything? All right? Okay? You have to look at who he dated before you. Oh, okay. Because see, y'all be looking at who he dated before you. And y'all be like, oh, I look better than that bitch. And I'm better than her. I dress better than her. Da, 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 da. Y'all turn into that damn, that New York nigga in a rap battle. He was like, my clothes better than you. My shoes better than you. I rap better than you, nigga. Like, you turn into them, okay? Instead of taking a look at it and saying, hold up, bitch, this might be a warning sign. This might be a motherfucking warning, bitch. This might be a warning. See, y'all over there thinking, oh, he upgraded, bitch. I'm the upgrade. Whole time, bitch, you might be the dumb bitch. You feel me? You might be the one. You might be the one. And the reason why I say that is because, like I said before, you can look at who a man dated before you, and if he's used to dating scallywags, skeezers, okay, Jezebels, bitches that go outside with they bonnet on, they motherfucking PJs, bitch, no shade, but all offense, bitch, okay, and they go outside like that, and then he get with you, and you wearing your dress and your motherfucking pumps and your hair is done nice. You feel me? And you want to go to jazz clubs and you want to go to plays and shit. He going to be like, uh-uh. Like, what the fuck? And he's going to probably mistreat you because he don't know how to handle you. You get what I'm saying? Because he's going to do what he's used to doing with them motherfucking tramps. He going to try to do with you. You don't hear me, though. You don't hear me, though. He gonna think that the stuff that he did, that he's doing for you, is like over the top. When the whole time, it's the bare minimum. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. He gonna be thinking that the stuff that he's doing for you is over the top. When in reality, it's the bare minimum. Okay? And not only do you need to look at who he dated before you, you need to look at the type of women that he have in his life that he's surrounded by. Oh, we gonna get into some things, bitch. Okay? We finna get into some things, honey. You have to look at the women that he has surrounded by him, around him, and on top of the women that he dated before you. Now, why do I say look at the women that he has around him? Let me tell you why. Because if his grandmama, his mama, his godmama, his aunties, his sisters, his cousins, and them, okay, ain't used to shit, and they used to niggas beating their ass, stealing their cars, or fucking, you know, driving their car all day and leaving them in the house, not putting no gas in that bitch, returning that bitch back on E, not paying no bills, not taking them out, you feel me? They get excited over fucking nail money. They get excited because a nigga took them to a restaurant or some shit, you know what I mean? If they feel like the people around him, the women around him, get excited because a man took them to Red Lobster, bitch, run. Because what's going to happen is, what's going to happen is, he's going to be looking at you when you're complaining that, oh, what you're doing is the bare minimum. He's going to be looking at you like, hold up, what you mean? I'm a good dude. Whole time, he's doing the bare minimum. Why do he think that? Why do he think he's doing something that's so amazing? Because the women around him are used to pebbles, bitch. They're used to fucking pebbles, bitch. And you not a pebble collecting ass bitch, okay? They're used to pebbles, ho. Let's talk about it. So he thinks, well, I'm not beating your ass. I'm not cheating on you. You know, I pay for your nails here and there. I take you to Fridays and shit. Bitch, I'm a good nigga. Whole time, you like, nigga, that's what you supposed to be doing. Like, I shouldn't have to have a conversation with you about how I don't want to get my ass beat. We should already know that getting my ass beat is not a part of this motherfucking equation here. You get what I'm saying? But because he's around bitches that accept pebbles, pebbles, he gonna always think that you wanting a pearl is too motherfucking much. He's gonna always think that you wanting a diamond is too motherfucking much. He's gonna always think that you are doing too much over the top. He gonna think that. And he gonna think, I'm an excellent nigga. What the fuck wrong with this bitch? And he gonna mistreat you. And if he doesn't, if he does not sit back and look at it like that, he just gonna keep giving you basic bare minimum shit. Because nobody ever told him, nigga, that you gotta do more than that. Now, back to the bitches he dated before you. Back to those tramps, okay? Now, if the woman he dated before you, bitch, you know when you look at a bitch and you be like, that bitch ain't bad. That bitch fuck anybody. That bitch, that, you know, her standards is in the basement. She ghetto. You know when something's beneath you, ho. I know y'all don't like to say that, but I'm at a point in life, sidetrack. I'm at a point in life where I'm big cocky. Like, I don't feel the need to humble myself anymore. I'm big cocky. So I'm in my Trina bag when I say, you bitches is beneath me. So you know when a bitch is beneath you, okay? So if you look at that bitch, you say, this bitch is beneath me, honey. Okay? All right? Make that and let that be known that that is a warning. Put the little red flag on top of that little chapter in that book. Bookmark that shit in your memory, okay? And you know what? Either run or when you give him a chance, you start talking to him, see if he moves like that. But me personally, where I'm at in life, bitch, I'm a run, okay? She's a runner. She's a track star. She gonna get away when it get hard. Bitch, I'm going before it gets hard, bitch. I'm out here. Pass me the motherfucking baton, bitch, okay? I be running like a bitch got tunnel vision, bitch. They don't wanna see me winning. They wanna see me in a penitentiary. Bitch, I turn the Kodak, okay, real quick. Sklattle, tunnel vision, I'm out. Skew, right out of nigga life. First class flight out of nigga life, okay? I'm so serious. Because what end up happening is, he can't handle you. He just cannot handle you. And I know y'all know why I'm getting at with this. And if y'all do understand what I'm saying, put it in the fucking comments. He cannot handle you. Period, point blank, honey. Period, point blank. If him coming around that bitch, he was able to be ghetto and ratchet and yell in the restaurant, carry yourself in your kind of way, just low down and dirty. And he didn't really have to... You know, a hood kind of mentality. When he get with you, he gonna bring that same hood kind of mentality. He's not gonna be thinking that he gotta elevate. He's not gonna be thinking that he gotta level up. He's gonna be thinking, well, the next bitch took me, so why you can't fucking take me? You feel me? And it's another thing too. He will mishandle you. And I keep saying that. And the reason why I keep saying that is because when you have a woman that's a bad bitch, you gotta be confident. You got to be confident when you with that bitch. You feel me? I don't want to say bitch per se, but you know what I mean. When you have a woman that's bad, you got to be very confident. And you got to match her fly. Okay? So if all the bitches before him was basic Betty, I mean before you was basic Betty, when he come out with you, he going to be dressing like basic Negro. Okay? That's how he's going to be dressing. When he comes out with you, he's going to be fucking insecure and wonder, why am I looking at my bitch? What the fuck type shit? Da-da-da. You hear me? Because he never been with a bad bitch. He ain't never been with a bitch this bad. Okay? He ain't never been with somebody like you. Okay? So now he's like, I gotta guard this shit. Or he get big-headed. He see other women looking at him, checking him out because he with a bad bitch. And now he think, oh, I could get all the bad bitches, you feel me? He start feeling himself and shit, you feel me? And they be like, nigga, they only want you because I'm attached to you type shit. Let me tell you something. Women ain't slick. If a woman see a ugly dude or a medium ugly dude with a baddie, I'm talking about a baddie, okay? I'm talking about natural hair. Okay, it's two types of baddies in the world. We're gonna get into them. Okay, I'm talking about. Let's say this: if a medium ugly nerd or ugly nerd type of dude is seen with this type of baddie, natural hair, nice body, she carries herself well. She not half naked. You feel me? You know she knows how to speak. You know, eloquently, and she has something going on for herself. Okay, when other girls see you with that bitch, they're going to automatically think, what the fuck he got that he got her? Because he ain't cute. And don't let you be medium ugly and short, okay? He ain't cute. He a little nigga too. Like, what the fuck? What she seeing this nigga? And they're going to want to talk to that guy. They're going to be interested because it's only going to be two things that it could be. That she seeing him. Dick big or the nigga got money. One or the other. One or the other. And that's how women think. Hold up. You got her? That bad chick on your arm determines your worth at that moment, okay? That bad, and for my women, because, you know, sometimes men be listening, but for my women, you being a baddie on his arm determines his worth, okay? That's how other men are going to see him. That's how other women are going to see him, and they will be interested. Let's talk about it. They will be interested, and this is what women are going to think. Two things. Dick big, or he got bread. One or the fucking other. This is what men gonna think. That nigga got money and he got good credit. Cause ain't no way in hell he got that bitch. This is what people think. So the difference between the men are gonna sit back and be like, yeah, bro, that's you. You feel me dapping him up? I see you, my nigga. I see you. And then you got some hating niggas that be like, man, if he got her, I could get her. He ain't need all that. You feel me? I dress better than this nigga. I'm flying this nigga. I get better, more bitches than this nigga. You feel me on that rapping shit? And they're going to try to hit on this bitch. And they're going to fail every time. And if that don't work when they try to hit on this bitch, they're going to try to, you feel me, sabotage it in other ways. Starting rumors about you, all types of shit. Okay, I seen niggas do it. Now, that's what men think. This is what the women going to think. Oh, yeah. I want to see what he got. Oh, he got her. Oh, I definitely need to give him a chance because I can't miss out. I can't be missing out. Look how he putting her. Look how he treating her. Yeah, da da da. You feel me? They gonna push up. That's just how it goes. Now, if this nigga is not used to having bad bitches, that's why I said never be a man's first. If he's not used to having a bad bitch, not used to having a good looking woman on his arm, he is going to fall for the bullshit, okay? He's going to fall for the temptation because he's going to be like, damn, I'm finally getting some motherfucking attention. I've been an ugly duckling for years, nigga, and you still ugly, bitch. He's going to really start to feel himself. He's going to really start to feel himself. And he's going to try to, nah, I mean, because he ain't used to bad bitches. Never be a man's first. Judge these niggas off who they was with before you and the women they surround themselves around. Period, point blank. I'm telling you right now, because if you don't, you gonna end up fucked up. Don't say Miss Brownstone ain't warned you, okay? Don't say Miss Brownstone ain't warned you, okay? Period. Period, honey. All right, so then, move it on along, okay? I had a guy. Wait, no, we're talking about two different types of bad bitches. Okay, so you got the medium ugly dude, nerd, whatever, with the natural-looking woman, natural beauty, nice body. You feel me? That's one of the bad bitch, right? And then you have the other bad bitch. And this type of bad bitch, she usually attracts a certain type of demographic. All right? You got the bad bitch with the middle part bust down 30 inches, BBL body. You feel me? Jewelry draping, okay? Van Cleef, bust down Rollie, whatever, all right? Red bottom stepping, you know what I mean? Dior on the feet, designer bitch, all my shit coming flavor type of bitch, okay? You know the typical bad bitch that we see nowadays. They all got the same motherfucking bodies and shit. You know what I'm saying? They got the same face too. The lip fillers. What's her name? Not Riri. A Ari type of bitch. You get what I'm saying? You got that type of baddie, right? That type of baddie is usually seen with these type of niggas. Niggas who... this gonna sound fucked up. Niggas who nine times out of ten was lame as hell in high school. And now he got some money and he flashy with his money, okay? And it's usually fat niggas, okay? It's usually fat niggas, all right? So he flashy with his money a little bit, probably fat, you know what I'm saying? And he wanna be dressed like he a rapper or some shit, you get what I'm saying? But he ugly as shit. That dude usually get that type of baddie. All right? Because we talking about the ugly ones here. They get that type of baddie. And if they ain't used to that type of baddie, the same situation I said what happened with the medium ugly nerd with the baddie is the same situation that's going to happen here. No difference. Okay? No difference. So, yeah. Now, where was I going with this? I was about to tell y'all something. Oh, so I met a guy a while back. All right? We going to just call him T, okay? I met a guy named T a while back. And me and T, we really like, we hit it off. Like, we hit it off, okay? Like, I was like, feeling T for a little bit. He used to be into poetry. We used to go to the poetry slam together. He was actually a poet and a rapper. So I was just like, oh shit, somebody just as creative as me. You know I'm singing. You know I'm singing. And I was feeling the guy, whatever. T always used to dress. Now, this is before I started the podcast. T used to always dress in sweatpants, a hoodie, you know, like a regular hood nigga. You feel me? And then he would have, like, the crystals, you know, and the unks and shit like that. The crystals around his neck, the unks, you know, he had a head wrap and shit. He was a neo soul spiritual hood nigga. You know what I mean? Like the Muslims that just got out of jail type shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all know they be fine. You know the Muslims that just got out of jail, bitch. You know they do something to you, okay? Like hood niggas and that too. And he kill shit and he eat pussy like a vacuum. Come on, y'all know that. Don't play. Okay. So he had that look, honey. So we talking or whatever. And he started to tell me about his, you know, previous lovers, okay? Okay. So you know me, I don't tell my business. Unless you find me on this motherfucking podcast, bitch. You ain't gonna know shit about my motherfucking love life because I ain't telling it, ho. Not for free and not to a nigga I'm about to date. I don't even let these niggas know I got a podcast anymore. They be like, what you do for fun? What you got? What kind of job you got? I be like, I pick up piss and shit for a living. Yup. They be like, huh? Yeah, my parents breed dogs. Which my parents do breed Frenchies. So if y'all want to get a Frenchie, DM me. Okay. I pick up piss and shit for a living. My family breed dogs and I just watch the dogs. That's what I do. I just watch the dogs. Yep. I be walking around the house like, let me touch that dog. Let me touch that dog. Y'all seen that with the little white girl? It was a bear. She's like, let me touch that dog. And it was a bear. That shit was funny. But yeah, I be walking around the house just like that. I don't do nothing. And when I'm done with that, I just go home. You just work and go home? Yeah, I just work and go home. That's what I do. I ain't got no real life. Nope, sir. Mm-hmm. Yep. So you just be at home all day? Yeah, I just be at home. Yep, that's what I be telling these niggas. So I don't tell these niggas I got a fucking podcast. Fuck that shit. Because next thing you know, they go, you got a podcast? Really? Then they snooping on your motherfucking shit. Talking about, oh, your name is Brown. Nah, nigga. I ain't got no motherfucking emotion. These niggas be the new groupies, for real. For real, I ain't got no type of motion. Mm-mm. Cause there's something about the way a nigga eyes light up when you tell him you got a podcast and you got something going on for yourself. It just give me, damn nigga, hop off my dick. That's what it give me. It just gives me fan. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm just not a fan. I'm just not a fanny. I don't like nothing about it. So yeah, I don't. And it's crazy because this guy I was talking to, I didn't tell. I'm gonna get back on topic, y'all. I didn't forget. This guy I was talking to, I didn't tell him I had a podcast, right? I didn't tell him I had a podcast. And he was on Daily Wrap Up and he was watching Daily Wrap Up shit. So he called me. He was like, yeah, these niggas Daily Wrap Up, they funny as shit. Da-da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, I like their podcast, whatever. He's like, yeah, I've been binge watching their shit. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, they funny. I said, I don't like all the arguing though, but they cool though, for real. Right? So I didn't tell him that those are my friends. I didn't tell him that I'd be hanging out, like talking to these niggas. I didn't tell him shit. I didn't tell him I was on the podcast. I didn't say anything. Next day he calls. He's like, is this you? You know, somebody screen share their thing on the iPhone FaceTime. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, because it sound like you, but it don't look like you. And I'm like, what you mean don't like me? He's like, your makeup and shit is different. I'm like, hmm. He's like, but this you, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why you ain't tell me you had a podcast? Nigga, because it's none of your motherfucking business, bitch. The fuck? And then guess what ended up happening? A whole conversation about what I said on Daily Wrap Up ended up being a fucking argument. Like, what the fuck? You said men aren't good leaders. No, I didn't say that, bitch. I said some men, nigga. I said modern men, bitch. Get my words right if you gonna quote me, ho. That's what the fuck I said. Nigga. But yeah, I thought it was weird. Like, what the fuck? But anyways, back to story at hand. Guy named T that I met, whatever. Hood spiritual ass nigga, whatever. Kid me pee. He started talking about his ex-lovers and shit like that. And from the stories, I could tell they was all hood bitches, okay? He said, I need me a hood rat chick. No fucks. Ain't no she brought my rent, you feel me? I need me a project chick, okay? It was giving projects, bitch. It was giving projects. And I was just listening, okay? But then I should have ran. I should have ran away. I should have run away, love, 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 love. Run away, love. I should have ran. Because what ended up happening is, one day, T invites me to his house. And I'm like, cool, we can go to your house, whatever. He's like, because he asked me on a date, but he said we was going to meet at his house. And then we was going to drive to where we was going because it was a double date or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. Get to this man's house, honey. House was nice. No furniture, though. And he had a roommate. There was no furniture. He had a roommate. And when I got to his room, sugar by honey bun, you cannot make this shit up. Make it up. This nigga had an airbed on the floor with all the Jordans and Dunks and Nikes and shit. But it was an airbed on the floor. And the TV was on the floor, too. And I said, what the fuck is this? I said, the dust is real, okay? I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck? Now, I'm not saying that I ain't never fuck on an airbed, bitch, okay? When I was young and I, you know, you hear me? I ain't had my shit together. I had a nigga who had his own place. He had just moved in and he had an air mattress, bitch. And I said, shit, I'm living with my mama. At least the nigga got a motherfucking apartment, bitch. Okay, and we slept on that air mattress, hoe. And we had a ball, bitch. Had a motherfucking ball, okay? Let's just say if it was a water bed, it would have burst, bitch, okay? We had the time of our motherfucking life, okay? Period. But as me being a grown-ass woman with a fully furnished two-bedroom apartment, okay, ain't no waiting but Jesus. Not on God's green earth would I be fucking on a grown man that's sleeping on an airbed. No, sir. Immediately, no. Now, mind you, my standards wasn't as high as it is now because I ain't even started the podcast yet. But I was just like slowly transforming and I was like, oh no, this shit is beneath me, bitch. Okay, beneath me, bitch. Okay. Literally, the bed was beneath me. Okay. Girl, I'm trying to tell you something about getting out of a motherfucking airbed. It really hurts your back. Especially when you used to sleeping in the king sizes and shit. You know what I mean? And my shit sit up high. It hurts your back, bitch. Okay? Even if you slept in a queen, okay? When I sleep in a queen size bed, it's better than sleeping on an airbed. A twin airbed at that. Ciao, Bob. Anyways, back to the story at hand. So that was a sign for me, like, what the fuck? And I was just like, mm-mm. But then I said, you know, maybe he just moved into his apartment, bitch. You know, he be trying to make excuses for niggas. Maybe move into his apartment, bitch. It ain't nothing that serious. So then his friend comes home, who was a cop. Oh, my God, the friend was fine as hell. And the friend room was decked the fuck out, okay? I said, damn, I picked the wrong friend. The friend had a king-size bed, nice bed frame, TV mounted on the fucking wall. He had a fireplace mounted on the wall and shit. And he was a cop. You know, I got a thing for the motherfucking cops. I ain't gonna lie. Somebody, man in the uniform, just do something to me. But yeah, I said, damn, I picked the wrong fucking friend. Why I ain't meet your friend first? Okay. Why I meet your friend first, bitch? All right. So we been on a double date with him and his cop friend and his girlfriend. We sitting there talking, da da da. The bill comes and this man tries to pay for the bill with a Cash App card. That shit, I don't know. I seen a post. Somebody said, why do y'all be mad if a man's using a Cash App card? Because you are a grown man. You should have a fucking bank account, bitch. You should have a fucking bank account. If you have a Cash App card that, and you're paying for shit with that, your bills and all types of shit, that lets me know that you don't take life as serious. Because you have a checking and a savings. You should have a checking and a savings. And you should definitely have a credit card. The fuck? You should have a regular credit card, a secure credit card, and a checking and a savings, bitch. I just don't understand. I need answers. For real. Like, because if you don't have a real routing number, because I don't think Cash App has a real route number. I'm sorry. They be like, oh, people that got Cash App. Oh, yeah, my check comes to my Cash App card. They give me a routing number. Bitch, that ain't real. That is not, that ain't even a bank. Ain't no real money back in the, anyways. Back to the story at hand. I'm getting sidetracked again. So, yes, he paid for the bill with a Cash App card. Did he ask me for any money? No, he didn't. So, I shut the fuck up. But I could tell from his bed being on the floor, him paying with a Cash App card, okay, and having all them Jordans and Dunks and shit near his bed lined up like it was a bed frame, showed me that he was just like them project bitches that he was dating, okay? And even then, I should have hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Didn't do that. Did not do that. Still kept talking to yo like a dummy, okay? This is when I decided I had to cut yo off, okay? You know I live in Baltimore. That's how we fucking talk out here. Even though I'm from Jersey, I pick up a lot of accents, bitch. My accent is fucked up. I got a Baltimore accent a little bit, and I got a Jersey accent. But if you get me mad, I'm a damn sure sound like North New Jersey, Brick City in this bitch, okay? Trust and believe me, okay? But yeah. So, this what made me cut him off. We were supposed to go to another poetry slam together, and I got dressed, and this time I said, you know what? I'm not going to meet you there. I'm going to come get you, okay? All right? So I was like, I'm going to come get you. We can ride my car, da-da-da-da, whatever case be. Because you just got to meet him near, all right? So he's like, you ain't got to drive. I said, no, it's cool, I'll drive. So this is where the problem comes at hand. He gets in my car, and he sees my outfit. He says, why every time we go out, you wear a dress? And I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, you don't never dress down. You ain't got no sneakers. You ain't got no leggings. You don't wear no leggings, sneakers and shit. A hoodie. I said, huh? He said, yeah, you just be overdressed. I said, huh? What? I said, overdressed to who? To whom you speak of? Who? Overdressed for who? He's like, I just think that, you know, you would look really good in like a little jogging suit and some Tims. And I'm like, huh? You could at least gave me the Dunks, bitch. He's like, well, some sneakers or something. Like, do you own a pair of sneakers? I said, no, sir. I don't own a pair of sneakers. The fuck? And I ain't gonna lie. At the time, I didn't own a pair of sneakers. Now I own a pair of sneakers. But, bitch, it's the Steve Madden Rhinestone sneakers. Like, if I'm gonna get some sneakers, it's gonna be girly as shit, okay? And it's crazy because my ex D, he's a general manager. Well, yeah, he is a general manager. He was a general manager when I got with him too. But he's a general, no, he was a general manager when I got with him. Now he's a district manager. But he is a district manager of Finish Line. You feel me? And he was a general manager of Finish Line when I got with him. And he used to be like, you don't got no sneakers, babe. And I'd be like, I'm not into sneakers. And he knew not to fucking ask me again. And then we just went and got heels for me. Period, point blank. He knew not to put me in no motherfucker. Sneakers ain't my thing. I'm a girly girl. Like, I'm the type of bitch that I'm going to dress in a dress. I think the only time anybody has caught me on camera, you know, if you follow me on Instagram or, you know, see my collabs, anytime anybody has ever caught me on camera with a pair of pants was the last collab I did with Daily Wrap Up. And the reason why I wore them pants is because they had rhinestones on it and I wanted to stand out. I knew all my girls was going to wear dresses. I already knew that. I know my girls. You feel me? I knew they was going to wear dresses. So I was like, let me just stand out a little bit. And I wanted to also not be too stuck up. You feel me? While I was there, I wanted to at least fit in with my pairs. So let me put some jeans on. But make a long story short, he told me that I'd be overdressed because I have a dress on and heels. And now all the time I wear heels. Like, since I got some flats and shit. But the man told me I was overdressed. and told me I need to turn it down a little bit. Now, was that his exact words, turn it down a notch? No. But that's how I fucking took it, because leggings is for the gym, bitch. Leggings is for the gym, bitch. Leggings are for when you're running errands. Like, oh, I'm going to grocery shop, you feel me? I'm going to go pay this light bill. I don't fucking know. I don't even go out to pay my bills, because, bitch, I got motherfucking, you feel me? I can pay online, but yeah. But that's what leggings are for. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the grocery store. Or if you a hood bitch, you just walk around with that shit because you think that's a fly ass outfit with your motherfucking fur boots on and shit, your Uggs leaning or whatever, and you on your way out to hang out with your friends, or you on your way to go cash a check at the check cashing place. Am I the only one that noticed that hood bitches, real ghetto, I ain't trying to offend nobody, but real ghetto bitches be loud as hell in the check cashing place? And I be wondering, why the fuck are they in the check cashing place? Like, you don't have direct deposit. I never see these bitches going to the bank. I always see them in the check cashing place. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why are you in the check cashing place, Ms. Brownstone? I'm in the check cashing place because the check I'm trying to cash, I can't deposit in my motherfucking bank account, bitch. Now, don't ask me no questions about my motherfucking life, okay? They said, oh, Ms. Brownstone be doing illegal shit. Shut the fuck up, mind your business. I told you I mind the business that pay you, bitch. Told you that. Mind your business to pay you, bitch. Okay. But yeah, they be loud as hell. And they always got their phone on speaker. They be outside with their phone on speaker. Talking, hello? Look, Asia. Yeah. You heard from Kashawn? Who? Kashawn. Kashawn ain't call you. And Lakeisha be like, girl, what the fuck is you talking about? I'm frying this chicken. I can't hear you over the grease. Hold on. Let me take you off speaker. And then the bitch in the check cash place be like, Kashawn, did he call you? Yeah, because Sean called me. Why? Because Sean told me to call you to tell you to go and pick up the pit bull they left over there on Clinton Ave. Yeah, he left the pit bull with Quan on Clinton Ave, and Quan getting evicted. So you got to go get the pit bull. Like, the conversations that be going on in the check cashing place, bro, be crazy, yo. Like, and they be loud as hell. And I be like, ain't no way in hell this bitch is deaf, bro. Because that speaker is loud, ho. That speaker is loud. They can hear you down the motherfucking street, bitch. Get the fuck off that loud speaker. But anyways, I took it as he told me to put it down a notch. Humble myself. You know, dress like the rest of these bitches. Or dress so that you don't outshine me. Because I don't want to wear a button up in some dress pants, bitch. I want to dress like this. I don't want my bitch, you hear me? It just felt like I can't match your fly because I can't afford it, so you need to blend in with me. And I will not blend in with peasants, bitch. I'm just not. Like, I don't think it's a such thing as overdressing at all. Like, I don't give a fuck where I go. I don't think it's such thing as overdressing. I will show up to your funeral in a yellow dress, bitch. I don't give a fuck. If that's what I feel like wearing that day, and I think I look good, and it fits me well, bitch, I will show up to your funeral like that. And can't nobody tell me that I'm overdressed. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Okay? I don't care. Okay? I don't. What is overdressed? What does that even mean? There's no such thing as overdressed. Is such thing as underdressed, though. Okay? Overdressed is just something bitches say when you outshine them. Period. Now, quote that, ho. But yeah, the fuck? So yeah, I took it as that's what he was trying to tell me. And then I had to remember, hold on. I'm the baddest bitch that he's seen thus far. You feel me? I was his first bad bitch. I was his first bitch with some standards. I was his first bitch that was elegant. You feel me? I was the first bitch that he seen wear dresses. Because now in 2024 and before and probably beyond, you never see a bitch wear a dress. We are just now getting into the era where women are like, I want to live a soft life and I want to look feminine. Now you're seeing girls, some girls, not all, because some of y'all bitches still dressing. That's a conversation for a different day. But all I want to say is for the bitches that's out here dressing half naked, And damn near naked on Instagram. Fuck damn near. They are naked on Instagram. I just want to let y'all know that someone who is a goddess, someone who looks at herself as a walk-in trophy, someone who really values their body, okay? They don't show it all willy-nilly to the world, okay? And they don't sleep with any and everybody. That's all I want to say. So if you telling me that you half naked and you always got your titties out, always got your ass showing, okay? And you telling me you're doing it because you a goddess and you need everybody to see this? You are not a goddess. You are not a goddess. And I'll be the first to tell you that. Because let me tell you something. Listen, Linda. Okay? Let me tell you something. Every goddess that I've seen online, even in the Greeks, the Romans, whatever, even the African goddess, Oshun, all of them, they was never half naked. You always seen them with a skirt and maybe a little bralette. You seen them with a nice gown. You feel me? Princesses are goddesses. They carry themselves to a higher standard and motherfuckers be checking for them. You have not seen a Disney princess half naked, bitch. Sips tea. Well, sip wine. Let's talk about it. Okay. So, yeah. Today's message is... I'm gone. Today's message is never be a man's first. Anything. Because he won't know how to handle you because he never had anyone quite like you. Now, I know you're wondering, why did I pick that song by LaToya Luckett? First of all, let's give a shout out to LaToya Luckett because, honey, that bitch is, y'all be sleeping on LaToya Luckett. And she got the motherfucking bangers, bitch. Don DeMarco, fuck you talking about? She got the motherfucking bangers, bitch, okay? If she was a rap battle artist, bitch, she'd be giving y'all bitches bar for bar. No bars, okay? Fuck you talking about? But yeah, the reason why I picked that song, because even though she was saying you was going to regret the way that you left me, what she was really trying to get at is like, nigga, I upgraded you, okay? I made you cool. You wasn't that dude until I started fucking with you. Gave you swag in a duffel bag. You left the best you had. Baby, don't look like that, okay? It's a period. She basically was saying, listen, nigga, you can't get no better than this, okay? You think you could, but if you could, you would have had it before me, and you didn't. I was the best bitch that ever laid eyes on you. I was the best that you ever motherfucking had, bitch, okay? And being around me, I upgraded your life. Because like I told y'all, when you are on a man's arm, other people, the world, will look at you and determine that man's motherfucking value, bitch. I'm just gonna say it. They're gonna look at you and determine that man's value, okay? When you are walking with that man, you are a reflection of that nigga, okay? I don't like to say nigga all the time. I do like to say nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I be like, nigga, what nigga, who, huh? I like to say nigga, I ain't gonna lie. I'm black, shit, it is what it is. And I feel like if I got up here and try to talk like somebody else, bitch, I'd be insane, okay? I gotta be me. It's me, nigga. I said, it's me, nigga. Y'all watch Casanet? Do y'all watch Casanet? Oh my God, I love me some Casanet. When he was rapping with Duke, he was like, it's me, nigga. I said, it's me, nigga. I gotta be me. I have to be me. I'm sorry. So if I say nigga a line, you don't like it, tune out. Tune out, go somewhere else. This is Netflix. There are other shows to watch, okay? Next. Next. Back to the story at hand, period. So yeah, she was just saying like, damn, like being around me, I upgraded you, motherfucker. You wasn't that cool until I started fucking with you, period. And she probably was saying like, yeah, other bitches started hitting on you. Motherfucker started treating you like you was somebody. You started smelling yourself, okay? Feeling yourself, smelling your crotches and shit. And you thought you can get another bad bitch. And then you went out there and you thought you got another bad bitch. But she's not me. She ain't you, in the words of Chris Brown, okay? So yeah, what she said, honey, she said, what the fuck she said, okay? So yeah, that's why I chose that song. Oh, and before I even get us out of here, I want to play this clip for y'all, because this clip is the motherfucking truth. And I want to leave y'all with this message. And then I'm going to hit y'all with a good night, good evening, good morning, my darling. Okay? My darling. All right. Let's get into some things. I want y'all to hear this video right here.
Woman is the reason why these other women find you attractive and you don't even understand. And you so goofy that you go behind her back and sleep with these women, not even knowing that the women wouldn't even be interested in you if it wasn't for your woman. They wasn't checking for you before your chick. But if you happen to secure you a bad chick, if you happen to secure you a chick that's lit and got a lot of rhythm, they not even fucking you because you that nigga. They fucking you because your chick is that bitch and they want what she has and they know that you're weak and they can get the one up on her. They're not attracted to you because of you, but you so goofy, you thinking you that nigga, you're only attractive because of the woman that you're with. Don't you know they say that a woman is a man's greatest piece of jewelry? She makes you shine better. She makes you walk prouder if you got you a bad chick. Here it is, though. You can't even repay her with loyalty. You feeling yourself so much. You're going crazy over me. No, they want what your chick got, dummy. They sitting back in the cut. They see how you treat her. They see how you wine and dine her. And they want a piece so they can secretly sit back and laugh at y'all. And you making her look weak. You weak ass nigga. Flattering yourself. You ain't had chicks before. What made you think all of a sudden you was Idris Elba or one of them bulls? You ain't never been one of them bulls. Ever in life. Now you met her and all this random pussy coming your way. It's her. It's not you. Be loyal to your chick, you fucking clown. Going crazy.
He said, you fucking clown. First of all, let's give a shout out to Philly niggas. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all Philly niggas be on some other shit. And not some other shit like y'all suck, but on some other shit like y'all just... Yo, when I tell you Philly reminds me, and I'm gonna get some hate for this, but Philly is a mixed breed, okay? Philly is a motherfucking mutt. Philly is a mix of Baltimore niggas and Jersey niggas. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, okay? Philly is that, all right? They are a mutt. They are a mixed breed of Baltimore and motherfucking Jersey. You hear me? Yeah, so shout out to them Philly niggas because he was just talking that shit. Now, I know you wondering, how you know he from Philly, bitch? Because only Philly niggas say young bull, okay? They try to say boy, but they say it as bull, okay? That's definitely a Philly nigga, all right? So shout out to him, honey, because he was talking that talk. He was talking that talk, okay? Now, to avoid... ending up like the woman that he was just talking about, okay? To avoid that situation of a man cheating on you, thinking that he getting bitches and this, and that, just don't be a nigga first. Don't be a nigga first. That's all you gotta do. Don't look. That's all you gotta do. A scrooby dooby doo. That's all you gotta do, buddy. Yo, as always, keep it clatchet. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah.
Until I started fucking with you, gave.